Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
Bob, how's everything going?
Bob, what about Tom?
Tom can stay in New England. Are we going to keep Tom in New England, Bob? All right, Bob, take care, man.
Gotta love TMZ. Gotta love him. We plan to. Well, does he plan to is the question. Hello, everyone. This is Mark After Dark. My name is Mark James. It's Mark with a C, James, coming to you live. I always get a kick. First and foremost, I got to say this. So I found something that has been devoid in my life, and it's not what, you know, you guys would, oh, yeah. No, I didn't set myself
up
that
way. You get married?
No. Oh, no, that'll never happen. By the way, if I ever announce that I'm engaged, do me a favor, have me committed, put me in a straitjacket, and like, because my friend, shouldn't say this on the air, but I won't say his name, so you don't know who it is, but he's getting divorced for the second time. Well, it's just, marriage is the worst business decision for any man in the world. That's why I'll never get married, ever. And if I do get married, her father better be the founder of Google or Apple. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Big money grab.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm not about that.
There's a word for that we won't throw around, but you know.
Right. Gold digger. That's fine. You could say that.
I know, but I didn't want to accuse anyone.
So, no. I got you. But you know what I found for the first time? You're too young. How old are you? 23?
26.
You're still too young. Have you ever heard of Welch's grape soda?
Oh, yeah. There's an old commercial with the grape that pounds through the wall, and he says, I'm going to...
No.
Way different?
That's like Fruit of the Loom underwear. Or no, that's Kool-Aid. You're thinking of Kool-Aid. That's the Kool-Aid man. No, Welch's grape soda. It's to grape soda what Coca-Cola is to cola. It like pretty much... And Coca-Cola may not... I don't know if it was the original cola. I'm sure there were others prior to it. There's certainly a lot of imitations. Pepsi, RC Cola. I mean, you name them. But it's the best. It's the original. Well, the original grape soda is Welch's grape soda. If you're above the age of 32, you got to help. I mean, you do know what Welch's grape soda is, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it was they were here out of Concord for a long time, Concord, Mass., and they've obviously been moved around, and they're, you know, soda's not, you know, soda's taken a hit over the course of the last decade. I'm still a soda drinker. I found it. I found it here in Boston. I'm not telling you where it is because I don't want you people going to find Welch's grape soda, but I found it. Yes. So I am ecstatic that Welch's grape soda is back in my life. I love it. It's just like, it takes me back to when I was a kid growing up. I also remember this old school root beer called Hires Root Beer. Since it's Wednesday, we can go way back Wednesday. But Welch's Grape Soda is, this is a good one on the text line. I just turned it on. If you ever get engaged, we put her in a straitjacket. That's a good one. See, I like that one. Oh, hey, by the way, too, I'm reading the text message from the last couple hours. There's this one guy from the 508 who texted, Joe, do you want to read any of these? Do you want to read the one from the 508 without the, I'll do it. It was 2001, not 2002, you idiot midget. It was you too, beautiful day, not Bon Jovi. You effing moron, hairy midget. Effing idiot, this team... the team this year is referred to is by regular season, not the year of the Super Bowl, you effing idiot. So, okay, here's what I'm deducing from that text message there. Mutt must have said that Bon Jovi sang Beautiful Day. So we know, like, get Beautiful Day, play it. That by the way, that and I don't blame the texter for being that mad. Number two, it is the like the year, the season of. It's not the year of. Like, so in other words, the Patriots last year won the Super Bowl. They were the 2018 Super Bowl champs. They were, even though they won it in February 2019, I got an argument one time with somebody I work with who thought it was the year of the Super Bowl. It's not the year of the Super Bowl. It's the year of the regular season. So the texter's right on that. Here's the number three thing for everybody who's texting between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Mutt doesn't, he turns the text machine off. He doesn't see any of these at all.
It's like a barricade.
Exactly. So you're not, he's not going to see any of your text whatsoever between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. I don't know why, but he doesn't turn the text machine on. So that, but yes, you two, beautiful day, and it was 2001, not 2002. You are correct when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl. They're the 01 NFL champions, not 02. 02 was the Buccaneers who beat the Raiders. So I'm ecstatic. Welch's Grape Soda is back in my life. It's like my long lost love. I love you, Welch's Grape Soda. You know what I did to track it down? I'm not even going to tell you, but I called their head distributor and beverage company and found out where exactly they carry it around here.
That's inside scoop journalism right there.
That's what I did. It's if you've ever had Welch's Grape Soda, there's not many things you're going to drink in your life or put in your mouth that's going to taste better than that. You know what I'm saying? All right. So enough about me. Let me get to this. Where do I start? Antonio Brown. Let's start right there. An arrest warrant was issued today for Antonio Brown down in Hollywood, Florida, where a warrant arose from an incident Tuesday morning where AB allegedly threw a rock at the truck as the driver left with the property. Then when the moving company informed the driver to return after Brown supposedly agreed to pay the $4,000 plus an extra $860, Brown allegedly refused to pay more than $4,000, allegedly battered the driver, and allegedly removed his property from the truck after Glenn Holt, who had already been arrested, took the keys and opened the doors to the truck. Glenn Holt, I think that's his trainer. So there is a gentleman by the name of Andy Slater down at Fox Sports 640 adds, quote, there is no bond, but that's presumably a decision that would be made by a judge after Brown is arrested and processed. Either way, he faces a serious legal problem. So that's not good for AB. He has hit that part of his career in life where it's intervention needed. Like you know how I said, if I'm ever announced that I'm engaged, get me a straitjacket. Like Antonio Brown needs a straitjacket right now. Like you need to just get him in a straitjacket in a padded room and get, you know, his father and his closest people to him, his kids, and just let, like, dude, this is your life. You are in a living hell, and it's only going to get worse if you don't decide to turn this thing around. Because, you know, and I'm not putting this, I want to just make a disclaimer here before I say this. Number one, I'm not blaming this on Robert Kraft, but you wonder if Robert Kraft never cut Antonio Brown and say he was able to get through the season. Number one, the Patriots wouldn't have lost on wild card weekend. We know that because they wouldn't have been playing on wild card weekend because they would have been the number one seed. At the very least, number two, but I think they would have been the one seed. And you wonder where Antonio Brown's life would be on today, January 21st. Is that right? 20th, 21st?
22nd.
22nd, 22nd. It sucks. I mean, but the thing about Antonio Brown is you have to have this thing called accountability, my friend. The world, I mean, there are a lot of people who have tried to get you and slander your name and do this and do that. But a lot of this is brought upon by yourself. Like you are why your life is in a hellhole right now. And you've got to completely change your way, because otherwise, listen, the next time you're going to be in prison, you won't be coming out anytime soon. You'll be 40 years old, and you'll be in a prison football league, the PFL, for the next 7 years, and you don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen whatsoever. So, Antonio Brown, maybe it would have been different because with structure and discipline. Listen, he was a choir boy. He was a Boy Scout when he was here in New England for albeit 11 to 13 days. He was a choir boy. But I just can't. There's a point where when Drew Rosenhaus knows how much you have left in your football tank, when he decides to conditionally terminate his relationship with you, that's a plea for help. That's got to be your sort of come to Jesus moment. Okay? That has to be it. It has to be it. And it sucks because you look at where his life was a year ago. He got himself out of Pittsburgh, signed that big deal with the Raiders, got a $30 million bonus. Looked like he was going to tear up the league with Derek Carr. Then decided he didn't want to be there anymore. And one thing led to another. And then the 2019 season happened. And we all know what happened after his nice performance where he had four catches and a touchdown reception against the Dolphins in week two. But he's like somebody literally, and I don't know what you can do because he's a grown man, and the problem is he has too many yes men around him. That might have been the problem with David Ortiz, and maybe one of the reasons why David Ortiz was in a situation where he got shot. Maybe David Ortiz has too many yes men around him. You know? Maybe he just does. So there's that. But it's unfortunate. It is what it is. And Antonio Brown, there is an arrest warrant. That's right. He was in the Longest Yard remake. He was. Yeah, he was doing those commercials on Pepsi, commercials a few years ago as well. He was Dancing with the Stars, if I'm not mistaken. He did that stupid show with Jenny McCarthy that which goes to show you that simple things please simple minds. The Masked Singer. I think he was on that as well, because I remember seeing a commercial. Not that I would ever watch that garbage and trash, but I remember seeing a commercial where Antonio Brown took his, you know, the costume head off. But it's gone down a bad path, a really bad path for him. But so there's that. You want to chime in on that? I'll get to your phone calls. But you heard, and let's hear it again, Joe. TMZ caught up with Robert Kraft. I would surmise somewhere in L.A., I guess. I don't know. But it's New York. And here is that conversation.
Mr. Kraft, how's everything going?
Bob, please.
How's everything going?
What about Tom?
Did Tom gonna stay in New England? Are we going to keep Tom in New England, Bob? All right, Bob. Take care, man.
All right. He said we plan to. Now, obviously, it would behoove Robert Kraft to say nothing but that right then and there. But I ask you this, and I'm saying this because this comes down, you know, I think about relationships and who benefits the most out of certain relationships. Like, when Kanye West and Kim Kardashian got together, Kanye certainly is much more talented as an artist than Kim Kardashian is. The only, you know, Kim Kardashian's talent, well, she has some talent. It's just not suitable for work. If you watched her tape with Ray J, Brandy's brother. But that was a super marriage. Tom Brady, Giselle, super couple, mega power couple. Jay-Z, Beyonce, power couple. For 20 years, Brady and Belichick have been a power couple. So has Brady and the Patriots. You could call it a threesome. Brady, Belichick, and the Patriots, they've been together the greatest threesome in the history of humanity. But today, on Wednesday, January 22nd, tomorrow on Thursday, January 23rd, and coming up, when the NFL new league year begins, on, I want to get the exact date right here, Wednesday, March 18th, 2 months from yesterday. Exactly. I mean, I go by, you know, I mean, you could go actually by the dates. I go by just the weeks. But, okay, but it will be 2 months from yesterday on Wednesday, March 18th. There's all this thing when it comes to couples and relationships, it's leverage. That you know as well as I do that if when Britney Spears was with Kevin Federline, well, she had all the leverage in that relationship. And then I believe they had a kid together. So he got something off that. But, like, it was all about leverage. It was all about, you know, who needs who more. So I started wondering, does Tom Brady need the Patriots? Or do the Patriots need Tom Brady? And I think the answer is quite simple. It's the latter. You see, Jimmy G's not walking through that door. And if he does, he's going to wear a San Francisco 49ers uniform. Steve Grogan's not walking through that door. Oh, by the way, I know I probably have to go through a class here with some of you people who've been Patriot fans since 2001. He was a quarterback who played back in the 80s for the Patriots. I know a lot of you never started rooting for the Patriots until Tom Brady became the quarterback and actually, you know, Bill Belichick was the head coach and they started winning Super Bowls. Yeah, he was a quarterback back in the day, just so you know. Tony Eason's not walking through that door. Oh, that's by the way, for a lot of you Fairweather Patriot Pink Hat fans, that's another quarterback that played back here in the 80s that you might not know. Jim Plunkett's not walking through that door. Yeah, he was actually the number one pick back in the 70s by the Patriots. And so who needs who more? Does Brady need the Patriots? Do the Patriots need Brady more? Or is it equal? Is it equal? Well, I say B. The Patriots need Tom Brady more. What are you going to do? Like, what leverage do you have for next year? You going to go out and get Andy Dalton? Ooh. Oh, well, that'll really rile up the locals. Oh, that'll really, really do something with the locals. Oh, wow. You're going to go out and get Andy Dalton. Oh, wow. The ginger quarterback who was a complete first-round bust with the Bengals, who Joe Cortez brought up a really good point to me last night. What was the last big game that Andy Dalton won in his career?
The Rose Bowl against Wisconsin when he was at TCU.
Was Russell Wilson the quarterback then?
I don't believe Monty Ball was the running back. I know that. I think it was the year before Russell Wilson transferred.
Okay. I think you're right.
I'll double check that. But
I think you're right because Russell Wilson, I thought Wilson might have been there for 2 years. I know he graduated in 2012. Dalton was in the 2011 draft. That horrible quarterback draft with Christian Ponder, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Cam Newton, and Colin Kaepernick. That was the worst quarterback draft ever. Like, ever. Almost as bad as, well, the draft in 06 was pretty bad too. Vince Young, Matt Leinart, Jay Cutler, Kellen Clemens. That was a pretty bad draft too. What'd you find out?
Wasn't Wilson. No.
Okay. It wasn't
Scott
him.
Toizen?
Yes. I remember him. I remember him. So it's simple, folks. Who needs each other more? Does Brady need the Patriots? Do the Patriots need Brady? Or is it equal? 617-779-7937. It's plain and simple. And I think the answer is quite easy. I mean, I'm like, you don't even need Alex Cora and his cheating monitors. I'm throwing you a gopher ball down the middle at 48 miles an hour. And you just knock it out the park. Tom Brady doesn't need the Patriots. Tom Brady can get a lot of money from Tennessee if he wants, I'm sure. Because you have Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, the general manager who spent many years here in New England. So all that being considered, you have other teams, some team who you might not see who's interested in Tom Brady. Maybe the Denver Broncos, who nobody, remember, when Peyton Manning was in his last season, in that offseason, everybody had Peyton Manning going here, there, and everywhere. And then at the last minute, Denver and John Elway came out of nowhere. So the Denver Broncos with Drew Lock, who looks like he could be potentially okay, but would serve him well. to have a guy like Tom Brady. They're learning, but the problem with Denver is that Wes Welker, Eric Decker, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, they're gone. They're gone. They don't have the weapons that Tennessee does. Tennessee's done a really good job drafting. And Brady could just walk. They don't have the weapons that the L.A. Chargers do, who have done an excellent job drafting as well. Even though Melvin Gordon will be gone, they got Austin Eckler, they got Mike Williams, they have Keenan Allen, they have Hunter Henry. They've got a ton of weapons. But, you know, like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, even though Kanye is certainly much more talented of an artist, but that was a power marriage. That was two worlds colliding. That could bring, I mean, quite frankly, you could even say that Kim Kardashian brought more of a social media following than even Kanye had. And you probably would be right. But Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, that sham of a reality show marriage that lasted about 6 weeks. Well, let me tell you something, people. In this situation, Tom Brady's Kim Kardashian and the Patriots are Chris Humphries. The Patriots need Tom Brady more than he needs them. What are you going to do? Stid? Stid's going to be your guy? Really? Like, unlike everybody in this market, who, as you know, I'm the foremost authority when it comes to sports gambling in this market, just had my 9th straight winning season. I don't even think I'm going to touch the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is a bet for losers. Only losers bet on the Super Bowl for the most part. People are like, ooh, it's the biggest gambling day of the year. It's the worst gambling day of the year. The real gamblers bet early in the season, not on the Super Bowl. And you know I watch college football, and I watched Jarrett Stidham, okay? I watched him at Auburn. But Jarrett Stidham's not ready for this life. He's not ready. He will not be able to take this life next year. To take over for the greatest quarterback and the greatest player in NFL history. He's not ready for this life, period. And I don't know if he's ready for it ever. Okay? Ever. But I know he's not ready for it right now. And I remember when he was at Baylor. Right after RG3. And then he transferred to Auburn and had a really nice career. Better his junior year at Auburn than his senior year. But all that being said, this is about need. Who needs each other more? And I think when you look at everything, Tom Brady's holding all the cards, folks. He's the one who's holding them. And because Robert Kraft cannot afford with, now, if Jimmy G, if this was, if Tom Brady had a year like this year back in 2016, well, then I think we all could say, well, this is pretty much, for what I'm talking about, it's an easy fix. It's a nice succession plan. But you don't have any succession plan. You don't have any contingency plan. You don't at all. So it's either Tom Brady, Andy Dalton, maybe Marcus Mariota. And you know what? If you don't sign Tom Brady, am I a fan of Marcus Mariota? No. But for a transitional quarterback until you find the next guy, why not? For a year, why not? But Brady holding all the cards and the trump card. The Joker, the Ace, you name it. Brady is Matt Damon and Rounders. And the Patriots are John Malkovich. What was the name of the character? Oh, Teddy KGB. Teddy KGB. 617-779-7937. Yes, we've deduced to someone the 508 who's a psycho texter. It was you two who sang A Beautiful Day, and the Patriots won the 01 season, not the 02. I don't know who said that, but I didn't say that. I always go by the season, not the year. So we've deduced that. By the way, this dude, though, really needs to get a life because he just texted in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 times in the last 1 minute. Like, dude, seriously, you're one step away from a restraining order. Just so you know. 617-779-7937. That is the number to get in. All your phone calls, but we go trending right now.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. iHeartMedia in Florida has reported that an arrest warrant has been issued for Antonio Brown in a felony, burglary, and battery charge. His trainer has already been arrested. Still no word if he will turn himself in. Other NFL news, Eli Manning retired today after 16 seasons in the NFL. Eli Manning should not be a Hall of Famer, but will be a Hall of Famer, unfortunately. Jo'Wan Williams, Patriots corner, was arrested in Tennessee today on drug charges. Oh, no, not today. This happened January 17th, less than a week ago. He was stopped for speeding. The Patriots have no comment. I want to see what the drugs are. I mean, if it's marijuana, I mean, really? Like, come on, man. Seriously, I'm not. Like, I want to see what the drugs are. If it's marijuana, I'm not getting too upset about that. And the meet the Mets, greet the Mets, step right up and see the Mets have hired Luis Rojas as their new manager. He was a quality control coach, and he's been with the Mets organization for the better part of the last 13 years. He's only 38 years old, so congrats to the Mets on that one. Rob Manfred said the MLB will experiment with cameras calling balls and strikes in spring training this year. I love it. Celtics followed their big win over the Lakers. No letdown tonight. They beat the Grizzlies 119-105. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I think he'll go to the Chargers, but if he is, Bill Belichick might be available. Because if he is, that means that he went an end around Belichick again, went to Kraft, and forced Kraft, because Brady wants to be, you know, among or the highest paid. He don't want to be underpaid. And forced Belichick to give a bigger cap percentage to a player who needs more around him, not less around him. At that point, Belichick might look at the Patriots and go, what can I do? And may move on. Like, I would not be surprised if he would be there for the picking if Kraft forced him to give Brady a premier-type contract. I believe that won't happen, and Brady will go to the Chargers.
You know what? For as much as we all can't stand him here in New England, Max Kellerman makes a pretty valid point there. And I've said that for the longest time, that if this comes – from push to shove, pen to paper, owner to president, GM, head coach, and the owner supersedes because he signs the lower right corner. Who knows? Belichick could get really pissed off because he's not put in the position that he feels as though is the best for the team. It's very interesting. Max Kellerman actually makes a lot of sense there. But I'm asking you, who needs each other more? Does Brady need the Patriots or the Patriots need Brady? Is it equal? Is it equal? 617-779-7937. Dylan is up first tonight in Port Smith. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dylan.
Yeah, I've been listening for forever. I'm only 21, so Tom Brady is all I've ever known from the Patriots. But I think that they need each other equally, if I'm being totally honest. I think if he leaves and goes to another team and the system or whatever, the coach doesn't fit him, and it shows that the Patriots actually were just as important to him as he is to the Patriots, I don't know. I just feel like they need each other equally, and they I don't know if they'll do good without each other. I mean, not obviously good, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think at this juncture, though, without – you know, they had a succession plan. His name was Jimmy Garoppolo, Dylan, and that succession plan they had to get rid of. And now you don't really have that now anymore. So Tom Brady defied all odds. He defied time. He defied old age. He kept succeeding and excelling at an age where we should start to see an erosion of skills, which we might have started to see this year anyway. But I think that Brady holds the power in this situation. Brady's Kim Kardashian. The Patriots are Chris Humphries. Brady's Britney Spears. The Patriots are Kevin Federline. I mean, he's the power. Or Brady is Patrick Mahomes, and the Patriots are his psychotic, annoying girlfriend on Twitter.
I love it, man.
All right.
Hey, have a good night, man. Thanks. I listen to you every night when I get out of work. I appreciate you,
Dylan. Thank you. We like that target demo, 21 years old. 617-779-7937. Jeff's up next in a car. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
So I think it is without a doubt the New England Patriots need Tom Brady way more than he needs them. And if they sign Andy Dalton or Marcus Mariota, good luck getting people to buy tickets to go see any of those guys play. It's just not going to happen. But I think one thing that's being missed, Mark, is I think Brady wants out. I think he wants out more than he lets on. I think there seems to be this general consensus that you know Brady wants to stay, and I'm under the impression that he's just tired of the nickel and dime BS from the Patriots. And you know, what is going to change between now and next year? I think his skills are still there. He can still play, but they didn't surround him with anybody this year. So what's going to change between now and next year, hypothetically, if they re-sign him? Who are they going to get that he can work with?
Right, and that's the thing, Jeff. They're capped out. They're capped out. They can't go and get anybody great. They can't, you know,
right.
whether it's Robbie Anderson or I think A.J. Green's not a free agent, but there are free agents out there that they can go. You can't go out and just grab anybody because you're capped out. And I think you brought up a really great point. We all assume, and you know what they say, never assume because you make an ass out of you and me. We all assume that Tom Brady wants to come back to New England. But I think there's the variable. I don't know if he does want to come back here anymore. Maybe he said, and like you said, the nickel and diming, not surrounding him with talent whatsoever, piss poor supporting actors around him, all those things combined, maybe he just wants a change. Maybe he wants to move on, and I think Belichick would be very happy if that's the case because he doesn't have to worry about the Patriots giving $25 million a year to a guy who's going to be 43 in about six and a half months. But, you know, I think that's what Belichick wants. But we all, like, we know Kraft wants and needs Brady back. We know the Patriots want and need Brady back. But here's the thing. I don't think Belichick wants Brady back, and I'm not sure that Brady wants to come back and play for Belichick again.
Oh, I think he's done, Mark. And I think probably one of the things that's most telling about that is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when he restructured his contract last year, there was no way the Patriots could franchise him, correct?
Right. Yep. Yep.
So that makes him an unrestricted free agent. And why would he do that? Why would he stipulate that in his contract if he didn't want out? I personally, I think he's checked out. I think he's done with it. And I think you're right on the fact, well, I think Belichick, I think their time has come. But getting back to the original point, you know, whether Tom Brady, I can see him going to Miami. I could see him going to Tennessee. I could see him going to the Raiders even.
Yeah, I could too.
Or possibly Dallas. But either way, any of those teams, I think we will see Tom Brady have success because there is talent around him.
Sure.
I don't think anybody would dispute that his skills have diminished. It doesn't. To me, it's irrelevant what his age is. His skills are there. His command is there. And, you know, he's like having another coach out there in the field.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Absolutely, Jeff. Great phone call. 617-779-7937. This is a good one. Remember I talked about that guy in the 508 who's like one, you know, who's one more text away from a restraining order. He kept doing it, too. It's like this guy's got a problem. So somebody else texts in. He goes, 508, psycho texter be like, you think that'd be my first restraining order? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, probably not.
Not three, not yeah. four, not five,
not six,
not seven.
Like, dude, seriously, if me and Mutt move you enough that you have to text in the same thing 17 times in a minute, dude, you seriously, number one, you need psychiatric help, and then maybe, Joe, let me just say this. Not only does he need a psychiatric help, I don't know what he needs first, that or a hooker, because he obviously can't get any girls. Does he need a hooker or the shrink?
I'd say shrink, because the way everyone else is.
Okay, right, yeah. And then get the hooker afterwards, because it's the only chance you ever have.
It's like dessert, yeah, and you get the hooker for dessert.
Right, exactly. Yeah, get the shrink first, and then you can go get the hooker after. Make sure she's clean. Steve's up next. What's up, Steve?
How are you tonight?
I'll be here all week. Try the veal. I like the rim shot. What's up, Steve?
Hey, it's cold down here.
Oh, I know. I know. I saw that. Have you seen? It's like. Have you seen dead iguanas down in Miami? That they're. I read in South Florida. They're everywhere.
Yeah, and it's not because of idiots trying to kill them. It's the cool weather. I mean, let's put it this way. I had to wear my Bruins hoodie today and a jacket.
Hey, Steve, is that true? I did not know this. I was reading a story about all the iguanas falling from the trees. Is that true that they call iguana chicken in the tree? Is that true? That they're selling like literally, I read an article that now the iguanas that are dying in Florida because of the weather, that they're selling the iguana meat online. That like this actually, there's a market for this.
I would not doubt it. I mean, let's put it this way. There'll be a market. If only one person wants it, somehow it becomes a market and other people will go for it. Yeah, I'm not one of those. I'm going, if I see a dead iguana, I'm leaving it alone.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. Dude. Those things scare the hell out of me, man.
I mean, the only thing I was told today, as I mentioned, I'm a travel agent, and one of my people I talked with today, I know someone, one of my colleagues, one of my guests, is a ticket broker, owns a company. And I said, well, I would have gone through if the Patriots were there. He said, why don't you go anyways? You get him to give you the tickets and sell them. They were going like for $4,000, $5,000. I didn't even think of it. So that I might do. But iguanas, dead iguanas to eat, no thank you very much.
No, I mean, not at all.
I just came back from Asia, and I saw some weird stuff.
I would imagine. All right, so what do you got on the Brady situation?
Okay. First of all, I will say this. I appreciate Core because for a few days we talked about things other than Brady.
No, I know. I know, exactly.
Yeah, but no, what I'll say is I think, and one of your people just brought it up, one of your callers, I think the whole thing hinges on Bill Belichick. If he wants to come back, and yes, we don't know if really Brady wants to come back. I think he might if he saw that Belichick was bringing in weapons for him. But I think it's all Belichick. And my question is, you know, a few years ago, Kraft would have gone to bat for Brady over Belichick. I'm wondering, you know, we heard the TMZ or whoever that was say, hey, yeah, we plan to. Of course, that's a PR talk. I just wonder if Kraft this time is going to say to Belichick, hey, we need to bring him back. Now, I think it's the best move because, yes, without a doubt, the Patriots need him more than he needs the Patriots. But the fact of the matter is, I just wonder if Belichick wants him back as well. And I think if he's smart, he wants him back because he's the best way to break Shula's record, if that's what he's really going
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Here's my thing.
Bob, how's it been going?
You know, here's the thing, though. It's like, that's not the Patriots' MO here, to break Don Shula's record. Like, who cares? Really. Lenny Wilkins became the all-time winningest coach in NBA history. He's also the all-time losingest coach. Who gives a crap? Doesn't matter. Like, to Belichick, it matters. And he wants to completely erase the record book and be above the guy who's talked a lot of trash about him and called him a cheater and said this and said that. So, you know, but from a New England Patriots standpoint, who really cares about that? I want to get into this next, too. It was announced that Eli Manning will be retiring after 16 seasons in the NFL. So, since we had this scuttlebutt and controversy of Hall of Fame voting and who should have gotten in. And, you know, I told you Harold Baines shouldn't have got in. I didn't realize that about, was it 4 years ago that Larry Walker only had 10% of the voting in the Hall of Fame. And he went from 10% to 75%. Like, that should never happen.
His numbers, like, went up, down, and skyrocketed.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to this on Eli Manning. On whether or not he should be a Hall of Famer. Your thoughts on who needs who more, Brady the Patriots or Patriots Brady, or equal, or both, whatever. Whatever you want to say. 617-779-7937. Celtics got a big win tonight. And when I say big, not because they played a great team, but because it was easy to have a letdown, but they're at home. They're coming off the big win versus the Lakers the other night, and they look like world beaters. And tonight, they did not have a letdown. They came through, but this team is still nowhere close to being not only an NBA Finals team, an Eastern Conference Finals team as well. We'll get to all that. Mark after dark. Don't go anywhere.
That's when you start seeing iguanas dropping out of trees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He didn't just win the Super Bowl. He slayed Tom Brady twice.
Yes.
In his career, he's 3-2 against Tom Brady. And he won another game that was a big deal to the old show I was on ESPN, but it was back on November 6th of 2011. The Giants played at Foxborough, mm-hmm. and he out-dueled him again.
Yep.
And threw a touchdown pass to Jake Ballard at the buzzer, 15 seconds left, to beat Tom Brady in his house.
Yep.
So he was a Brady killer.
Yep.
And other than that, I can even make the case he was below average. Mm-hmm. You led this league in interceptions three times? Mm-hmm. Really? So you made four Pro Bowls, but you played 16 years. So you only made 4 out of 16. It wasn't, you can't call that perennial Pro Bowl.
No,
right?
No.
Wow, I didn't even know that last part. He only made 4 Pro Bowls in 16 years?
That's not good.
That's bad. Yeah, that's bad, dude.
Talk about how easy it is to make the Pro Bowl when all the top quarterbacks are usually in the Super Bowl.
I covered a Pro Bowl 10 years ago down in Miami, and now these were backups, but they were alternates, but Matt Schaub and Vince Young were Pro Bowl quarterbacks in that game in February or January of 2010. Matt Schaub and Vince Young. Eli Manning. Now, he's part of the royal family of football. I got it. But he was 117-117 in his career, 500. So, before, to me, Eli Manning is even eligible, and they even consider letting him in. Before they even consider letting him in, you better let Jim Plunkett in. Because Jim Plunkett also won 2 Super Bowls. And Jim Plunkett was also a 500 quarterback. I just went and looked up his record. He was 144-144. So he played many more games than Eli did. Eli had more touchdown passes because, well, in the 21st century, it was tailor-made for quarterbacks to throw more touchdown passes. And then that's why Breeze broke Marino's single-season passing record, and I mean, that's why that happened. But to me, Hall of Famer is someone that you ought to, like, it's just a knee-jerk reaction. Like, you just, and Eli, you got to, like, pause. Peyton, no doubt. No doubt should have his own wing. Eli, you're like, well, what about him? And what about that guy? And what, you know, so I'm not there. Same thing, Larry Walker 4 or 5 years ago got 10% of the votes. And all of a sudden there was this groundswell and then he ended up getting 75%. Like, what is that? Did he do something over the course of the last 7 years that made him a better player? No, he was retired.
He didn't take steroids.
In the last 7 years, right. But he certainly did in the 90s. We know that. No, Eli Manning, only a Hall of Famer if they let Jim Plunkett in first. And Jim Plunkett hasn't gotten in yet. So he's still waiting after all this time. But because Eli played in New York and Eli is a Manning, he'll probably get in. That's how it works. Unfortunately, that's how it works. But when I think of Hall of Famers, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Big Ben. I mean, they're just names that, like, you know, come right out, like, boom, 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 boom. You know, like, you know, I'd say probably, like, even though, not to Darrell Revis, but, like, Richard Sherman might be a Hall of Famer. Like, might be. Like, okay, Adrian Peterson, no doubt Hall of Famer. No question. Frank Gore, third leading rusher in NFL history, Hall of Famer. Eli Manning? Eh. Really? And don't be an all-22 guy and be that football tool bag that says, oh, it's a team sport. I don't quantify any quarterback record because you have to rely on the other 10 guys on offense and the other 11 and then the guys on special teams, the other 11 on defense and the guy on special teams. Don't be that nauseating tool bag. Please, don't even go there. Listen, like Parcells said, you are what your record is. Not with a running back or a wide receiver, but when it comes to starting quarterback, you throw once every 6 or 7 days. and you are what your record is. I'm sorry, Eli Manning, right now, as it stands, and I know he won two Super Bowls in that second one, and he'll eventually get in, but I think there's too much of a debate and dispute that Skip also brought up a great point. Led the league in interceptions three times. Oh, how about this one? How many times did he was he an All-Pro? All-Pro, the real team. Not one, not two, not three, not four. How about zero? Never was an All-Pro in his entire 16-year career. Not once. Ever. Just a four-time Pro Bowler. It's all Eli has to do. Do you know what they called him in New York at the beginning of his career? Like this is a thing. They actually called him Sheely. They did. They called him Sheely. And you would have thought, Joe, you would have thought that's like a nickname I would have come up with, right? Right? Like yeah, that's what I would have come up with. No, they called him Sheely. Oh, by the way, for all you freaking snowflake social justice warrior, pathetic, like, make me want to throw up losers, get over it. Yeah, it was politically incorrect, and it's just get over it. You know what? This world didn't suck as much as it does now 15 years ago when people could actually say stuff like Sheely on the air. So if you don't like it, tough crap. As D-Generation X2 would say, we got two words for you. I don't want to say them, but you know what they are. Yeah, I mean, seriously. They called him Sheely, and he proved them wrong. And he did it in the number one market with the toughest teams. He was great. I cannot say anything bad. But yeah, there was Eli did not have the greatest career. He really didn't. And that's why I think not a Hall of Famer from my standpoint. He was 8-4 in his career in the playoffs. Of course, that, you know, you're gonna get three or four wins when you win the Super Bowl. So, but the years they didn't win the Super Bowl, every other time, won one, lost one. Or excuse me, I take that back. I take that back again. Every other year, other than the Giants winning those two Super Bowls, he was one and done. One and done. Every time. 05, 06, 08, in 2016. One and done. So there's that. So not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion, but he did play in New York. He won the two Super Bowls, and he was undefeated against Brady and Belichick in the biggest game in the world. And that will carry a lot of weight with the Hall of Fame voters. All right, some of the calls out there. I'll get back to you next. 617-779-7937. I threw something out at the beginning of the show on a way back Wednesday. Is there ever something that you couldn't find that you used to enjoy when you were a kid and you thought it was just completely done, obsolete? My thing was Welch's Grape Soda. I found it somewhere in Boston, and I'm happier than a pig in you-know-what. So I threw that out there. If there's ever anything that you liked, like, you know, text it in. I want to know. But Welch's Grape Soda, for me, brings back great memories. So I've got my Welch's Grape Soda. I'm so happy right now. It's the greatest grape soda of all time.
They love the cotton candy.
I don't know about that cotton candy. We talked about the Patriots and Brady. This is a relationship. It's been successful for 20 years, but you have ups and downs. You have your tropical vacations where you, you know, get your freak on, and then you have your rainy days. And let's just say over the course of the last few years, there's been some rainy days. But who needs each other more? Do the Patriots need Tom Brady, or does Tom Brady need the Patriots, or is it both? 617-779-7937. 1 hour down. Come back with you on the other side right here on Mark After Dark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.